Assessment. Assessment process. Assessment of applications will follow a six-step process as outlined below. 1. A check of the application details and the eligibility criteria. 2. All eligible applications will be competitively assessed by a panel of external industry peers against the program aims and assessment criteria. Eligible applications under the First People stream, Stream 1, will be assessed by a panel consisting of First People's contemporary music industry peers. Eligible applications under the Deaf and Disabled stream, Stream 2, will be assessed by a panel consisting of contemporary music industry peers with lived experience of deafness and disability. Eligible applications in the General stream, Stream 3, will be assessed by a diverse range of contemporary music industry peers. All eligible applications from non-First Peoples applicants that contain First Peoples content may be reviewed to ensure correct protocols are reflected. Refer to the Application Support Documents section below on what to provide to demonstrate you have correct protocols in place when working with First Peoples artists, content, and/or communities. Activity that does not demonstrate correct protocols will not be supported. 3. Peer-recommended applications will also undergo a due diligence check and any adverse findings may be taken into consideration during the assessment process. For example, overdue grant acquittals, organization or business is or notice has been given to be placed under external administration, a petition for bankruptcy has been presented or the winding up or deregistration of an organization or business has been initiated. Any information provided in the application may be shared and subject to verification with other government departments or agencies. 4. An internal Creative Victoria moderation process, which takes into consideration any findings and recommendations from steps 1 and 3, is undertaken to develop a final list of recommendations that reflect the program's aims and priorities and ensure a diverse range of music industry professionals are supported across genres, music industry expertise, communities, and regions. The final list of recommendations is subject to approval by the Minister for Creative Industries. 5. All applicants will be advised in writing via email of the outcome of their application approximately 12 weeks from the closing date. 6. Application feedback may not be provided for this program at the time of result notification. The provision of feedback will be at Creative Victoria's discretion. Assessment criteria. Each application will be competitively assessed by external industry peers and rated against the Music Works aims and priorities and the following equally weighted assessment criteria. Criteria 1. Impact for the applicant or participants. In assessing this criterion, the following may be considered. The activity's positive impact on the careers of the music industry professionals involved, including through paid work and collaborations. If the proposed activity is timely and relevant in the context of the applicant or participant's career. How the proposed activity follows or builds on previous music industry activity. The potential of the activity to increase the adaptability, sustainability, or resilience of the applicant or participant's practice or career. Whether the short and long-term outcomes stated to be achieved through the activity or projects are appropriate and achievable. Criterion 2. Impact for the Victorian contemporary music industry and audiences. In assessing this criterion, the following may be considered. If the proposed activity has the potential to contribute to the quality and reputation of the Victorian music industry nationally and internationally, whether the activity is likely to increase the adaptability, sustainability, and/or resilience of the Victorian contemporary music ecosystem, the activity's positive impact for Victorian audiences or communities through increasing the availability of and access to diverse music offerings with high artistic merit, if the application demonstrates an appropriate understanding of target audiences and communities nationally and/or internationally, and a clear strategy for engagement. If the proposed activity has the potential to generate new market or audience development opportunities. Whether the project or activity addresses issues of equity and inclusion within the Victorian contemporary music industry. Criterion 3. Viability. In assessing this criterion, the following may be considered. The track record and capacity or experience of the lead applicant and collaborators and partners to undertake the activity. Whether there is a clear commitment from key collaborators. Whether the budget is viable and realistic, including contingency and the provision of appropriate fees to creatives and/or collaborators. Project management and achievable planning, including a realistic timeline that accounts for any contingency or potential risks. Where proposals involve working with First Peoples or other diverse communities, the panel will consider if the lead applicant demonstrates best practice and appropriate cultural protocols and competencies. including appropriate fees for community consultations and participants and letters of confirmation from the relevant community, demonstrated awareness of regulatory requirements associated with the proposed activity, like permits, etc. Addressing the assessment criteria, you're required to provide a very short 1-2 sentence description, up to 500 characters, of the activity or idea using the format detailed in the application drafting tool. Answer 4 application questions in the online form using plain English, up to 2,000 characters for each question, including spaces, punctuation, and paragraph spaces, including 1. What is the proposed activity? This question refers to all assessment criteria. 2. How do you plan to deliver the activity? This question refers to the viability criterion. 3. What impact will the proposed activity have on the applicant and/or any participant specifically in terms of career development and sustainability? Answers should address the following: short-term career outcomes and long-term career outcomes. This question refers to the impact for the applicant or participants criterion. 4. What impact will the proposed activity have on the Victorian contemporary music industry and audiences? This question refers to the impact for the Victorian contemporary music industry and audiences criterion. Provide a balanced budget, see the Creative Victoria budget drafting tool. Provide required and relevant application support material and documents that respond to the aims and assessment criteria. Please note, the option to submit responses to the application questions in video or audio format is available for those with access requirements. Please contact Greater Victoria program staff to discuss before submitting via video or audio.